Lord, please help us to understand what is really happening in these confusing times. Amen. Jesus, I do not understand how the order, the black hats, could be installed when so many have been executed. It would seem that many, if not all, of their plans have been compromised or failed because of all the arrests and executions, supposed executions. Please, would you help us to understand? Jesus began, many are still alive and many more have been trained to take the place of others. In some cases, the spirit soul has been put in new bodies so that no one will recognize them, or even in cloned bodies that greatly resemble the original. You were right about the left eye being blackened. Spirit souls, when they are taken out, leave the left eye black. So they have been transferred to other bodies. And this way they live on to create more evil. Satan, of course, is behind all this. I'm trying to think, I think it was the King of England who had a big black eye before he died. What about President Trump? I asked the Lord. He replied, his hands are tied in many ways. There are those who he could not have executed. Obama is one of them. And as I told you before, he is the Antichrist. Beloved, what has been written in the scriptures must happen. And now is the time for that. If it did not happen now, it might have to be in another 2,000 years with the return of Nibiru. And my Father in heaven cannot tolerate any more of this evil. Do you realize this is the wrap-up, the end of Satan's reign of evil on this earth? This is the end for him and his demons. Atlantis and other civilizations were not privileged to see the end of evil, but you are. You were the last generation to see these blackest of crimes. He is soon to be bound and punished. This is why this generation is so very, very wicked. He has gone all out to destroy mankind and this planet because he knows that he will not have another chance. And indeed, he has done much irreversible damage. But I am God and can do all that I wish with nothing. And so I shall restore. Now I said, Lord, I thought it was the final battle was after the 1,000-year reign. He answered me, that is correct, but this time now is the beginning of the end. You will witness the absolute end of him after Armageddon, never ever to rise again. Now it is up to you all to pray for the unsaved, so their fate is not the same with his. It is only by your prayers that this generation that has been taught error can be saved. It is very much in your hands, and I have enlisted thousands of artists and musicians and teachers to bring the harvest in. These are the times everyone has been waiting for. We are moving towards the end of the age. The outrageous ways of evil will be exposed for all to see. Those who have bought into Satan's lies will become more and more blind and distant from hope of their salvation. You see, they are convinced that Christians are the ignorant ones, just as you were when you left the New Age. And it was not until you saw the miracles and felt my love for you that you realized you had been duped. I still hold out much hope for you, Satanists. I still love you. In fact, I love you more than ever, and I pray for each one of you daily that you will come to see the truth. I long to have you in heaven with me, and truly I miss you. That is why so many Christians are praying for an end to the covens. They have felt my pain and my love for you, and they daily make sacrifices for you so that you will be saved. It is the cruelest of horrors that have been reserved for you by your master. And with all my heart, I pray you will wake up and see that nothing good can come from Satan. any deals you make with him will end in tragedy for you. Driven by hatred, jealousy, bitterness, and power, your lives have become an ugly, tangled mess which Satan has authority over until you renounce him and call upon me to save you. Not a hair on your head will be harmed if you call upon me. You cannot do this alone. You must have me to ensure your safety. But I want more than anything for you to call on me because of love. This is your sure ticket out of this evil covenant, your healing, your equipping and arming to live the life you have always wanted to live. Call upon me because I love you.